Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. You see some summertime sadness? No, I just want summertime. I scrambled for a song with summertime in the title real quick there. Is it summer? Is it officially or unofficially the beginning of summer 2020? I hope so. Welcome to a Friday. Welcome to a long holiday weekend. And nothing but 80s and 90s. Love it weekend. That starts at 3 o'clock this afternoon, but we'll pump you up with Flashback Friday at 7 a.m. and the Wayback Lunch at noon. It all gets you geared up for 3 o'clock, bam, all 80s and 90s all weekend long. What else does this weekend mean? I mean, we all get excited when summer kicks off and we have a long weekend, but is that the feel locally? I mean, is that what we're feeling nationally? Is that what we're feeling globally? I mean, locally, we're yellow. Should we be going green soon? Columbia County goes yellow today. Yay! They're excited. Meanwhile, where my mama lives, Luzerne County, they're still red. So there's all kinds of mixed emotion in the 94KX listening group here. And does one mean another? Like, if Luzerne County finally goes yellow and Columbia County is going yellow today, does that mean we should automatically go green? Hells yeah, that's what it means. No, it doesn't. So we're all just kind of waiting around to hear Governor Wolf, who probably is sitting behind his desk with like some kind of very large coin and flipping it in the air. Ping! Yeah, send them yellow. Thank you. You know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the process is. I don't know how it works, but congratulations, Columbia County. You could finally go yellow today. Some people consider Columbia County a piece of Luzerne County. That's what kept you red. But you wanted to be yellow. You wanted to be part of Central PA instead of NEPA. But now you get the chance to go yellow. And here we are in Central PA saying, can we go, excuse me, Governor, can we go green? And what does it mean? What does it mean? We still have a holiday weekend. If you're yellow or green, there's a big difference there. But red to yellow, I don't know. It's kind of a gray area, red to yellow. Get it? It's a gray area. That's kind of funny, but not really. Do we still have cookouts this weekend? Yeah, you can cook out with your family. You just can't invite those 100 friends over. When you cook out, do you still social distance? Sure you do. You have to social distance. Do you wear a mask? Yes. When you're red, you wear a mask. When you're yellow, you wear a mask. And what happens when we go green? I guess we burn the masks. I don't know. Keep them handy just in case you go back to yellow. And then there's like, all right, I mentioned cookouts. Then there's like road tripping. Everybody loves the road trip Memorial Day weekend. It's the beginning of the vacation season, summer season. Do we do that? Well, no, you're not supposed to. A recent survey showed that everybody, well, almost everybody, 76% of us miss road tripping. And today, by the way, is National Road Trip Day. Despite the crisis, 53% of Americans plan on taking a road trip, if not this weekend, sometime this summer. Yeah, we love road tripping. What do we love about it?
Awesome road trip! I love being super pumped for 15 minutes and then bored out of my mind for 8 hours.
Well, depending on where you're going, Peter, you're absolutely right. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom here in the studio, Laura at home, and the late night TV guys also at home looking forward to public pools opening.
You guys, it's almost summer, and now that more states are reopening, the CDC has released safety recommendations for using public pools. Yep, if you haven't seen them, it's just a sign that says, I wouldn't.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Just let me adore you. News is coming up next, at least we think so. We never know. Rob the Sports Center took a long weekend. He needed it. The guy's been burned out through this quarantine. He's through this pandemic in radio. He's been running around. So he kind of staged some things, and then Mark, like, he didn't stage the sports. You can't do that. So Mark Lawrence is doing the news and the sports. That should be entertaining. It's coming up in just a bit And we don't know what happened at 6 o'clock, but we don't have anything for you except the weather forecast. So we'll try to get better at that. All right. We're running up and down the halls here like, what's the expression? Chickens with our heads cut off. Did you ever see a chicken with a head cut off? No. So what does that mean? Anyway, Tom and Laura in the morning. And what's this now? See, you never know what's coming up next on this show. It says, tired of being alone during the quarantine. Maybe this is your game. Press here. Let's see what it is.
Okay, lonely quarantiners.
Ooh.
We've got you covered with more pandemic pickup lines.
Okay.
One or two ply. Neither. I just want your reply.
Oh, boy.
Is that a bottle of hand sanitizer in your pocket, or are you just happy to be 6 feet from me?
Come on now.
The public libraries are closed, but I am definitely checking you out.
Oh, boy.
Hey, gorgeous. Are you down with the sickness?
No.
Because...
Oh, stop it!
FYI, you can't spell quarantine without U-R-A-Q-T.
Oh!
Kinda, that was some more quarantine pandemic pickup lines.
I kind of like that last one. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom here in the studio in Sunbury, the darkened skeleton crew studio of 94KX. Laura in her makeshift studio in Elysburg. We'll check with Laura in just a bit as we all head into a long holiday weekend. The pandemic pickup lines we just did a few minutes ago have been met with mixed response. We've done it before. We're like, what, 10 weeks into this pandemic? Well, radio, we're 8 weeks into it, but everybody else, 10 to 12 weeks. But anyway, pandemic pickup lines. I don't know. People are lonely. They need... Anyway, I stumble upon this other article here. Maybe they both tie together. I don't know. A study has identified 47 of the most important traits that make you good at flirting. Couldn't find three more and make it 50, right? Couldn't round up. There's 47 important traits. Anyway, I'm not going to run through all of them. We got news coming up in just a bit and all that stuff. So we got to stay on the clock here. But there are, okay, I'll just give you the top five. Humor, intelligence, good looks, politeness, and honesty. Doesn't this sound like a Jack Black bit or something?
In flirting situations, the key is making them check you out without letting them know that you know that they're checking you out. You're just like, whatever, I'm doing me. And then when they try to talk to you, you can play it one of three ways. Dumb, super into it, or nasty. Mm. Which way you play it depends on what kind of guy you're dealing with.
This is like my dream and my nightmare all at one time.
Oh my God, you're so funny.
You're so funny.
Oh my God, you're so funny.
Oh my God, you're so funny. I think I'm getting it.
You are getting it. Go, girl.
Jumanji, just in case you didn't see the movie. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with news, sports, and AccuWeather. Coming up, what a man got to do? He just got to press this button right here, and he hears the girl of his dreams.
Oh, gosh.
I tried to make it a Jonas Brothers thing. It didn't work.
I actually really love that Jonas Brothers song.
What a man got to do to be totally locked up by
the
you.
The beat, though, underneath.
Yeah, it's got that old hand jive thing. That
right? Kind of like a 1950s rock song that a dance would go to.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, like the old hand jive. How you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
All right, I'm doing all right. We're heading into a long holiday weekend. Almost everybody who is here, part of the skeleton crew of Sunbury Broadcasting, they've already taken off. So that means everything in this building is totally screwed up this morning. So it's so funny. It's like, you know how you've known me for years now. The older I get, the less upset I get. I just laugh at things.
Right? It's true.
But our buddy Mark, however, he's on the struggle bus, as Laura would say.
What has been going wrong? Has it been technological difficulties this morning or what?
Yes. And then once you have those, the little things become the big things, like right down to the Topahawken guy dumped the jugs on the wheelchair ramp out back again instead of delivering them because he can't get in the building. It's not his fault. I mean, come on.
No, Mark. It is not his fault.
But that was the little thing that just put Mark over the edge. I got to carry the water myself. I said, hey, Gunga Din, take it easy.
It'll be okay. See, I'm not there to carry the water.
Exactly. It's
like we, and I'm not there to change the water in the water cooler. Normally, I do that. I'm serious.
I know. I've been doing it. And I'm like, oh, boy, something's going
to
pop.
No, we don't need you to pop a hip.
Well, you know what? It's like I'm the only guy in the building, you know? And well, today, Rob Center is off, so he definitely won't be hossing water jugs. And, yeah, Mark is just, he's a different kind of Mark today. So maybe we can get him on the air here. But he is running four radio stations.
Remind him,
you know?
Like I like to remind our listeners, just take a deep breath, everybody.
Yeah.
Deep breath. You know, into the nose, out through the mouth.
Yep, exactly. We're all going to be okay. Heading into a long holiday weekend. As a matter of fact, I'm so excited about the weekend. You know what a Weather Channel junkie I am, right? I
mean, you are.
I have it on a giant screen 24/7. TV. 24/7. I know, and I don't know why. It's
because you don't have access to sports right now, although even with access to sports, you still watch the Weather Channel obsessively.
It is. So I see this special Memorial Day forecast, and I'm like, I know we have AccuWeather, but, you know, you can always have both.
Sure.
Your Memorial Day weekend forecast from the Weather Channel.
Yeah.
Look for a flurry of activity in the liquor store.
Oh, yes!
Turning to widely scattered drinking throughout the weekend.
Yay!
Continued high pressure of social distancing leading to less than enthusiastic mask wearing.
Ooh.
There will be a high likelihood of dad burning burgers on the grill, followed by mom's potato salad with too much mayonnaise.
Ugh.
Chance of kicking off the summer by seeing a blockbuster in a movie theater, 0%.
Oh, okay.
And that's your Memorial Day weekend forecast from the Weather Channel.
Well, thank you. Great.
About half of that sounded really good to me.
Oh, yeah. Get your air guitar out.
No.
What?
Crack something open.
Oh, okay. Well, we could do that, too. We're heading into a long holiday weekend and getting you ready for an 80s, 90s weekend.
Tommy, did you ever play the Thunderstruck game?
No, but I have an idea. It has to do with drinking every time they say Thunderstruck.
You got it.
This goes out to David, the Hookies, and Nori. He wants to get wild already. You got it, buddy.
Let's do it.
Flashback Friday.
Right here with Tom and Laura on 94KX.
94KX, Flashback Friday, getting you ready for an 80s, 90s weekend. Possibly the worst song ever recorded. Right there for you to get you in the mood for a party. His name was Murray Head, and the song was called One Night in Bangkok, giving radio announcers the rare chance to say Bangkok. And there it is.
And you've just now said it twice.
Thank you. Your requests are desperately needed after that song, but give us a call. Ford Fun Line's always open. Laura's all over the social media. Use the text club. Do whatever you have to do. But let's get some 80s, 90s only requests. Okay, so I'm sorry, Paul, who checks in with us every Friday from Harrisburg. He wants something from the 60s or the 70s. Paul, concentrate on the 80s and 90s now, buddy. We could get this done. The Quarantunes are going back in time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but they're going back in time to a timeless song that has touched us all as a child. Here's your hint, Kermit the Frog.
Oh.
See that sound you just made as soon as I said
the Rainbow Connection.
Well, there's that, but then there's the other song where he's sad. It's not easy, quarantine.
It's not easy, quarantine. Having to spend each day at home and cannot leave.
No, you can't leave.
Staring in the fridge and the freezer. I finished the Hot Pockets and pizza rolls and pretty much all of the snacks.
Well, so did I.
I don't want COVID-19.
Well, no, nobody wants it.
No one does.
No.
So I avoid all the sweaty fitness club machines.
Well, yeah, don't go to the gym.
I haven't been since October, which is way before the pandemic started.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Put on a couple pounds too, Kermit. I gotta say.
But places are reopening. And that could be cool with proper oversight. It's not easy quarantined. I hope the doctors develop a vaccine.
Yeah, I hope for a vaccine soon, Kermit.
In the meantime, I'll be wearing no pants.
You're never wearing pants.
And you know what? That's beautiful.
It is?
Nothing changes for me.
Aw, Kermit, we love him, don't we?
So sweet.
I am wearing pants.
Good.
Get down all holiday weekend long. Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom here in the studio. Laura at home. And the late night sound guys, the late night TV dudes, are at home with sound from their living rooms.
Religious gatherings of up to 10 people resumed across New York State. But if a rabbi, a minister, and a priest walk into a bar, they can only get takeout.
Pac-Man turns 40 years old. Like a lot of 40-year-olds, he went in for a checkup, and his doctor was like, I'm going to need you to cut back on the dots and the ghosts.
94KX on a Flashback Friday. On the face cam here in the studio, I got the rare footage of Laura dancing around the living room. It was fun. There you go. Oops. Where you at?
What happened? Hello?
Oh, there you are. I'm watching.
I said I can't help it.
I'm watching you talking, and I can only hear it out of the camera. I'm like, what's going on? You keep talking. I'm going to check that handy little piece of equipment over here.
Go for it. We okay?
All right, the meters are moving.
We're good.
Yeah, the meters are moving. We're working. Biters.
A tiny little box. That it's magic. It allows us to communicate.
It connects Elysburg with our Sunbury studio. It's magical.
It does.
Biter's birthday buddies on the way and a brand new weekly winner of a gift card. Stand by. Musical birthdays. Johnny Gill is 54 today. He was an original member of New Edition with Bobby Brown.
Yes, he was.
And then he went on to a solo career. One hit. Could be a Flashback Friday. Could be an 80s, 90s weekend tune. Do you remember Rub You the Right Way? Yeah.
I want to say that I don't, but unfortunately, I
do. You
do.
Okay. Morrissey, who is an original member of the Smiths, he's 61 years old today. And here's a good one. Bernie Taupin, mm-hmm. a name that's not mentioned that often, but he wrote all the lyrics to all the Elton John songs.
Yes, he did. And they won their first shared award.
Yeah.
It was for the most recent Elton John movie.
Yeah, they always got overlooked for Grammys and everything mm-hmm. else. Bernie Taupin, a very talented lyricist. He's 70 years old today. Wow. Unbelievable. All right, let's take a look at our local celebrities, or as Laura likes to call them,
Biter's birthday buddies!
Yeah, there you go. What do we got? Our list is kind of shuffled up here today. I'm going to start with Amy Lannert from Lewisburg. She's 47 today.
A very happy birthday to Brian Bailey from Sunbury, 46 today.
I did soccer with Brian. He's a good coach, good guy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Cool. Bruce Keller from Port Treverton is 54 today.
Charles Beaver from Northumberland is 59.
Heather Putman from Shamokin is 43.
Jessica Colley from Richfield is 37.
Happy birthday to Joan Burdell from Lewisburg. She's 59.
Crystal Sutton turns 30 today.
Lana Collier from Mifflinburg, 39.
Lisa Weiser from Lewisburg turns 57.
Lisa, yeah. Matthew Bainey, 21 years old during a pandemic. Happy
hey,
birthday.
Guess what?
What?
He is one half of the Bainey twins.
Oh, yeah.
They messaged in on the Facebook page. So we have Maylin and Matthew Bainey from Paxtonville. They turned 21 today.
Oh, wow. Well, thanks for getting the other twin in. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Nikki Varney from Lewisburg is 33 years old today.
Tammy Carter is nifty 50.
Tammy Harmon from Sunbury is 50 today.
Tia Engel turns 40 today.
Is that how you spell Tia? That's pretty cool. Tyler Wagner from Mount Pleasant Mills is 30 years old today.
Happy birthday to all.
Yeah, nobody on the text club, but we do have a new text club winner.
Yes, we also do have another birthday from Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
A very happy birthday to Tammy Carter, who turns 50 years old today. She's from Sunbury.
Happy birthday, Tammy. Our weekly winner. A Biter's birthday buddy winner. Tamara Bradley from Elysburg. Congratulations, we announced your birthday earlier this week.
We did indeed. That means that she gets $100 to go shopping at Biter's. Of course, they are open. Yay. Social distancing style. Wear your mask. Limited people. But the deals can be had at Biter's. Oh, my goodness. Wait, Tom.
What?
Under the gun.
I don't know.
Nathan Hagenbaugh from New Columbia turns 19 today.
Come on, speed it up, Nathan. We got to go do news. All right.
Felicia, she got lucky.
Each and every day at about this time, it's
Biter's Birthday Buddies on 94KX.
94KX Flashback Friday with Tom and Laura in the morning getting ready for a nothing but 80s, 90s weekend. For a little flash, or as Laura would say, for a hot second, Julian Lennon had a piece of the 80s. Julian, the son of John and Cynthia Lennon. He looked just like his dad. He sings like his dad. And he only had a couple of hits before he disappeared with some, let's just say, drug and alcohol rehab. There you go.
Oh, boy.
Julian Lennon, very much a part of that decade. Tom and Laura, in the morning, we like to do good news, right?
We love to do good news.
And we always try to do it about this time every morning. There's so much good news. I could skip around all day long, but let's start with this one. A gang. Okay. But wait, wait. Before you think it's a bad thing, they call themselves
it's a good thing.
The Elder Kindness Gang. And they form parades and they drive by senior centers.
Just awesome. Showing that we took the time to decorate our cars and drive by just to celebrate everybody. You know, it goes a long way. Wednesdays have been kind of the highlight of everybody's week. There are ways, even socially distanced, that we can show kindness. And it's just to anybody seeing us. I mean, down, you know, waving to people specifically, just showing that, hey, you're not alone. We're all in this together.
Can't you see us doing that locally? We have a lot of great senior centers around here.
We do.
You could buzz Maria Joseph. You could buzz by Nottingham. You could, there's a whole bunch in Danville.
Riverwoods.
Riverwoods.
That Lutheran village.
Right.
I just love that they plan their route so that they can hit as many as possible.
Exactly.
It's fantastic.
So watch for the Elder Kindness Gang coming to a town near you. 6-year-old boy stopped a FedEx driver and handed him his beat up skateboard and said to the driver, could you deliver this to Tony Hawk?
So I'm doing my delivery route today and I see this little kid chasing my truck. So I pull over. I'm like, hey man, what's up? Hey, sir, do you know the pro skater Tony Hawk? He goes, can you mail this to him? Tell him it's from Cooper. And I just thought it was adorable. Obviously, I can't mail this to Tony Hawk. I don't know Tony Hawk's address.
But wait!
But the least I could do was put it out there in the universe. So, Tony, if you see this, Cooper in Suwanee, Georgia is a big fan.
Hey, Cooper, what's up? It's Tony Hawk, and I just want to say thank you so much for the skateboard. It's on its way to my house already. And as a thank you gift, I'm going to send you my skateboard, this one right here that I'm riding. All right? Thanks, buddy. I hope to meet you sometime.
Good stuff coming from social media.
Oh my gosh. Love that. Tony Hawk is like one of the coolest dudes. Seriously.
Listen to the way he talks. Yeah, he just defines cool. Right? And for you youngsters who love Steph Curry, the NBA star is kind of in quarantine. He decides to sing and rap to his little baby as he changes the diapers.
The pool comes up, but it stays inside of you. But it's got to get changed sometimes because it's nasty. And it's going to stink all the time. And I'm changing the change all day.
Steph Curry posting up videos of him changing his baby's diaper.
So awesome.
That is good stuff. Now, I did that in the 90s, but we didn't have like TikTok back then or anything like that. But today's good news, Laura.
If that doesn't make you smile, I don't know what will.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
As we all know, a lot of big movies have been delayed because of the coronavirus situation. Starting today, though, you can see one of those movies on Netflix. The Lovebirds stars Issa Rae and Camille Nanjiani as a once-happy couple who are now on the brink of falling apart. Their breakup is postponed after a dirty cop kills a man in front of them and then flees, making them look responsible. Using a clue from the dead guy's cell phone, they set out to prove their innocence. The two end up in all kinds of crazy situations, including one where they encounter a political wife with a taste for unusual forms of torture, and another where they go to a party that may remind you of Eyes Wide Shut. The plot of The Lovebirds is preposterous, but the movie itself is often hilarious thanks to the magnificent chemistry between the stars. Ray and Nanjiani create a dynamic where we can tell the characters still love each other even if they think they don't. Both actors have distinct comedic voices that blend well here. Their quips and remarks to each other are genuinely funny. Movies like this always paint themselves into a corner near the end as the heroes square off against the bad guy and find themselves in the most danger. The jokes tend to slow down as the tone gets more serious. That happens here too, but I laughed so hard and so often at this film that I really didn't care. The Lovebirds is 86 minutes of silly, romantic fun. You can stream it on Netflix starting today. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 reconciliations.
Alrighty. Thank you, Mike, from his home studio in Sealands Grove.
That's right, Mike. Have a wonderful holiday weekend. Normally, this would be a big weekend for Movie Mike.
Yeah, and instead, it's going to be a big weekend in the basement for Movie Mike.
Which is A-okay.
It's okay. News is next. 94KX getting you ready for an 80s, 90s weekend. That starts at 3 o'clock this afternoon and goes right through Monday. Tina Turner, big in the early MTV years. That black leather miniskirt and that gangster-looking jacket and the high heels walking down the street singing What's Love Got to Do with It?
There it is.
She had a lot of help from Mark Knopfler of Dire Straits on that album, Private Dancer. Oh, what a great album. What a great album. All right. Hey, there's an unauthorized guest in the building right now, Laura.
Oh, there is?
And his name is Chad Hershberger. I just waved at him. I just waved at him through the window. He's like, I guess he is producing On the Mark today. So.
Oh, that makes sense. Yes. So he has to go into the plastic bubble.
Yeah, that's right. So I'll tell him you said hello.
Yes, please.
Tom Morgan in the Sunbury bubble here. Laura at home in Elysburg, the way we've been doing it. Wrapping up week 8. I got to ask you, since it's Flashback Friday, which box of Crayolas did you have when you were a kid?
Oh, I had a tin.
Oh, a tin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I go way back. You had the 8, the 24, or the 64 green and yellow cardboard box.
Well, I mean, to go to school,
okay,
I had the green and yellow cardboard 12.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even know there was a 12. Okay, all right. Because schools used to give, I went to small Catholic schools, and they used to give you the 8s for free. But then, you know, the kids would want to show off and they'd go home and tell their mamas and their daddies that they needed more than 8. So they come in with the 24s. And Susie Schwab always had the 64 with the sharpener in the back. And it always made me jealous. I always got so jealous of Susie.
Did you ever see those tins that I'm talking about?
Yeah. When did they come out?
They were green and yellow.
Were they a 90s thing? I don't even remember.
I don't know. I'd have to Google it.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, though. Yeah, because I didn't actually even remember it until you said so. So we all had a box of Crayolas. Crayola has launched a new set of crayons, and they're called Colors of the World. But when you say Colors of the World, maybe you should just say Colors of Our Skin.
The opportunity for Colors of the World to bring forth more diversity and more appreciation for that diversity through inclusion is quite significant.
I've been working in the cosmetic industry for over 30 years, so finding someone's right shade has been a goal of mine for my whole career. This project, Colors of the World, oh my God, I am so honored to be a part of it.
What?
This is going to change things. People can identify with themselves in a box of 24 crayons, and that's like fantastic.
Okay, it's politically correct, and I get it. But the box will have 24 crayons in it, and they will all be shades of human skin.
Wow.
So
okay, so I just got a text from my mom.
Okay.
She still has the tin.
Oh, cool.
And then I had like a crayon caddy on this little kid's table that was in our family room that my sister and I would share.
What the hell is a crayon caddy?
Like it had a handle. You could carry it around. But I'm pretty sure my Pop-Up Tom made that.
Oh, yeah. It might be a homemade thing because I've never heard of that. I mean, it carries your crayons or your golf clubs. It's all
also, it keeps all of the junk that we had on that kid's table organized for my mother.
Oh, very cool.
So, we had to put our things back into the crayon caddy.
when you are done. Yeah. Yep. So that brings me to this point. Like, if you just bought, your mommy and your daddy just bought you the colors of the world, you don't have any other colors but skin tones.
I mean, I think you need Roy G. Biv, right?
If you only have 24 tones of skin, what's your little kid going to do in kindergarten? Draw naked people?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You need to get the tin or the other package that has the Roy G. Biv.
So there you go.
Nasty. Everybody knows what Roy G. Biv is, right?
A nasty tone or nasty note being sent home to mom and dad. That little Johnny's been drawing naked people. Well, of course, all he's got is the box of skin tone. 94KX. There you go. We're heading into a long holiday weekend. Rock and roll and party every day. Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV.
According to a new poll, 44% of Americans say that their favorite way to relax is visiting the beach. The rest said it's agreeing to a Zoom happy hour and then getting out of it 5 minutes beforehand.
A couple members of Talking Heads decided they didn't want to be Talking Heads for just a little bit. They wanted to do some dance music. So they called themselves Tom Tom Club, and that was a huge cult hit. And then Mariah Carey borrowed years later to do her little song, and that is called Genius of Love. Tom and Laura in the morning. I'm loving this stuff.
So am I.
I mean, I can't wait till 3 o'clock when we crank over to this. It's going to be like all really what I call deep tracks. They're the songs that boring radio stations don't play every day. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Yeah.
It gives us an opportunity to hear songs that we haven't heard in a really long time, which is so fun.
Yeah. But you know, keep in mind now, there's also more things to this weekend than sitting around a fire pit, drinking beverages and listening to 80s, 90s music.
Very true. A lot of Americans don't know what Memorial Day is.
Oh, that's sad. And then the people who do know what it is don't know how to celebrate it during a pandemic. So,
well, we have an easy way to celebrate. So if you don't know that Memorial Day is when we honor fallen member of the armed forces who died in service.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. The fallen members of the armed forces, whereas Veterans Day is when we honor all veterans.
Right. And being from Northeastern PA, like I am, they honor everyone who is gone, the fallen veterans and members of your family from generations gone by. My mom likes to plant flowers on everybody's grave Memorial Day weekend.
It's a big thing. Take a trip to the cemetery and honor your loved ones.
And, of course, the fallen heroes, their graves will be marked with an American flag. We have a top five way that you could celebrate this weekend during a pandemic, right?
Number one, fly the American flag. Easy peasy.
Easy peasy. That's what I was just going to say. Easy to do. You have one. Fly it off your deck, your front porch, put it in the window. Whatever. That's cool. What else you got?
This one's cool. Give your kids some sidewalk chalk or give your kids a pen and paper.
Uh-huh.
Can make patriotic drawings or write thank you messages to veterans.
Aw. And put them in the window of the house or do that sidewalk chalk in the driveway, right?
Yep. Oh. Or if you want pen and paper, maybe contact your local National Guard or reach out to an armed forces recruiter. Be like, hey, do you know anybody deployed? Let's send them a letter.
Excellent idea. Excellent. What else you got?
Donate flowers to a fallen hero.
Oh, never thought of
that. So this is actually a really great idea. You can check with the local cemetery management and see if they're accepting Memorial Day donations during the pandemic. If they are, they then can coordinate placing flowers for interred veterans who might not have family members who are with us anymore or who live in the area.
Perfect. Number four.
There's a couple of TV specials.
Oh, really?
They'll stream on Facebook and then also on major networks.
Okay.
The National Memorial Day Parade. Also, PBS will air an annual Memorial Day concert. That's on Sunday. Mm. Most of these parades, though, occur on Monday morning and Monday afternoon.
Okay. And finally, in our top five, number five.
We are having a national moment of remembrance.
Oh.
And that's at 3 p.m. on Memorial Day, which is this Monday. We can pause for a moment, stop, have a little silence, and remember those who died serving in the military.
Perfect. Tom and Laura's top five on a Flashback Friday. 94KX getting ready for an 80s, 90s weekend. MTV was big in the 80s. And along came a song that blended rock and roll and rap. Run DMC and Aerosmith and Walk This Way. You got your Adidas on?
I have on my Adidas flip-flops.
Oh, okay. You could go get the old Adidas on and make sure you take the laces out, okay? There you go.
Okay.
Run DMC. I love those three guys. Are you ready for the Memorial Day weekend with 94KX?
Yes, and I'm sitting here making a list now of things that I apparently need for the Memorial Day weekend. Okay. I need to get some mallows. I need some marshmallows. I think I need some hot dogs.
Yeah.
I'm going to run and probably get a big old bag of ice.
Ah, for beverages.
Yes, indeed.
All right. I'm going to hit you with the list. Well, you don't have to make me a list, but give me your favorite artist of the 80s.
Oh, gosh.
I know there's a lot of them, but...
Brett Michaels, Poison.
There you go. Poison. Okay. Mine would be INXS. I'm still a big Michael Hutchins fan. Rest in peace. How about the 90s? Artist in the 90s.
Oh, gosh. Tom, you're putting me on the spot.
I know. I hate when people this to me. Oh, darn the luck. Because I'm kind of torn between Janet, but you already put it up on the tote board, so I'm going to leave it there with you. I would have to go with Dave Matthews Band then. It was pretty cool.
Oh,
I was totally into them in the 90s. So there you go. 80s, 90s weekend. It starts at 3 o'clock this afternoon and goes right through Memorial Day Monday. Wow.
Good stuff.
94KX, wrapping up a Flashback Friday with the Village Peeps. Is the YMCA open yet? I don't know. We probably shouldn't play that song until we go green. I don't
know. Admit it, though. Admit it, Tom.
Yeah.
You were doing the YMCA in the studio.
Yeah, and then you look around at the other studios to make sure nobody's looking at you. It's like something you do. You have the pleasure of doing it from the privacy of your own home, so the dogs and cats get to watch you and enjoy it. You know?
Yes, and I feel like they're judging me sometimes.
Do you feel that cats are judging you all the time?
Yes.
Yeah, your dogs, they're happy-go-lucky. They're like, look what mom's doing. She's
And they're awesome. Snoozing now.
Are they really? Nap time for the boys.
Yeah, nap time already. We were up bright and early this morning.
All right. We're getting ready for a long holiday weekend. We always wrap up the show with a thought for the day. You have something short, sweet, to the point. Maybe it's like crack the ice tray, pop open the bottle, and let's go?
Yes, pretty much.
No, are you kidding me? I was just taking that off the top of my head.
If you don't, I wish Movie Mike were in the house.
Okay, me too.
Because you need to know. You know what movie this is from.
Okay. Today's thought for the day from a motion picture.
And I encourage everyone to do this this weekend.
And that is?
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Well put, Ferris.
Bueller.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye. Bueller. Bye, Bueller.
See ya.